Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Homer Zano, and this is episode 213 of the world famous University Love Podcast, also known as Online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is Thursday, February 25th, 2021, at the time of this recording. So if you're listening in 2022, hello, how are you? But anyway, today is a good day. Me and my wife, we went to Target to look at baby stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast, because we are running a for-profit business around here, and baby stuff, it ain't cheap, okay? I mean, I walked around that store and I thought, whew. And my wife, her taste is a little up there, so, which I ain't mad at, but you know, I was like, oof. She said it's all kind of baby stuff that I've never had a child before in my life. Never, you know, when people talk to me about their kids, I'm just like, I normally just nod my head like, okay. Sounds good. Sounds great. But they don't really go into the ins and outs of all the baby stuff, because I would definitely zone out then. So, you know, but it's cool. It was nice. It was nice to walk around and just look. And then I was like, nah, I gotta get to it. So, but anyway, ladies and gentlemen, first thing we're going to talk about today is I made some sales calls yesterday. Okay. As I told you, I was going to try to make 100 this week. And one thing I will say, a lot of people do not answer the phone, which is, you know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? So it's like, now I got to thinking last night after I was making all these phone calls, and I was like, I know I told them, you know, call and all that stuff. I'm like, hell, calling, I mean, they just don't answer the phone. Then you send a text, and then they, I guess they read them. I don't know. But it was just like, whoa, like I called a lot and it was just going to voicemail. And they had this thing that you can get to where you call somebody and it automatically goes to the voicemail and you can just leave them a voicemail. And I was working last night. I thought, that's what I need. You know, I could just leave a voice message, because literally like the phone was just ringing and ringing. I'm like, you know. And I thought to myself, I just said a whole podcast. So I'm like, oh, pick up the phone and call people. Pick up the phone and call people. Pick up the phone and call people. And I thought, oh, this ain't even working for me. And I'm the one who was over there just yapping yesterday. Oh, pick up the phone and call people. So I get all these, I make all these phone calls and phones just ringing and ringing and ringing. And I'm seriously thinking about getting that thing where I can just leave a voice message and call the day, you know, because as you well know, you know, a lot of us, we don't have, you know, the most time in the world. So. You know, it is what it is. But I did make a phone call and I got to somebody. It was a very interesting phone call. Call them, you know, they answer the phone. I give them my spiel. And then they go, is this a scam? I go, well, of course not. You know, said, it's free to start. I don't know if you heard that part, but it's free to start. And she said, well, is this a scam? I said, well, I know it's not. I said, it's free to start. You can start free. They don't, no credit card required, no, you know. And then she said, oh, because I've filled out a lot of these forms and I've been getting a lot of calls, but a lot of them have been scams. I'm like, well, this is not a scam. And then, you know, I said, I'll tell you what I can do. So I can send you a link and then we can have a follow-up on Monday. I said, how's that sound? And she said, that'd be good. And I said, okay. So, you know, before she got the phone, she said, well, I don't have a job, so I'm looking for something, you know, something quick. I'm like, all right. So I thought, well, if you just look at the link now, you know, you could call me. I said, well, you could call back anytime, you know, you don't have to wait till Monday, you know. And she said, I'm busy. I'm doing stuff. I'll wait till Monday. And I thought, you say you don't have a job, but you wait until Monday and you seem like you act like you're hard up for money, but, you know how people are. People are very flaky. They say one thing and they do another, you know? And then that inspired me to write a email this morning about people who are, you know, people struggle about different things, but then they won't ever just figure, you know, say if you have struggles with weight, or you have struggles, you know, financial struggles, or, you know, relationship struggles, maybe you just having all three at once, you know. And if you think about it, if you ever really think about it, if you fix one thing, it can actually be the catalyst to fix the others, you know. So the one of the problems that we all have is sometimes we try to fix all three things at once, but it's hard to focus on three different things if you can just fix one, and then the other ones will go, you know, fall in line. It's like, if you have like weight issues, but you always, and this is not an excuse, but because you can find time to work out and stuff like that, but sometimes it's really kind of hard if you work in a job, like, you know, if you work in 16 hours, you know, some people work like 15, 16 hours, or some people, they take care of loved ones, or it's all kind of reasons why, you know, they might not be able to work out, especially now during the pandemic. Like, going to the gym, it's kind of, you know, should I go to the gym? Should I not go to the gym? You know, but let's say you get your, you know, you start working, you get your online business off the ground, you start making plenty of money, you don't have to go to a job anymore, you know, you're not constrained with time. So you have this job at home, and now you have no excuse about working out, right? So you can start working out on your time and your schedule. You know, you make your own schedule because you are in charge of you. So you fix one problem, and now the other problems will be fixed, because now you're working from home. So clearly you have fixed your, you know, job problem, your financial problem, because you're making more money than what you have at your job. Quite naturally, that's why you quit your job. And also at the same time, now you're going to fix your, you know, maybe your weight problem, or just your overall fitness, because now you can work out when you want to, you know. You can sit there, because, you know, I used to listen to these podcasts and people talking about, and they plan out their day, and I'm like, that's great and all, but I don't know where I'm gonna be the next day, you know. Like, so for me, it was like, you know, work out here, work out there. Then sometimes you have to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to make a delivery, blah, 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 you know. But no, it's not. You have to just find the time, you know. You have to make the time. But, you know, it's kind of hard to get on a regular schedule, you know, when you're living that kind of lifestyle, you know. But at the same time, if you fix one issue, you probably can fix another one. And of course, you know, if you fix your money problems, and then you fix your fitness problems, your relationship problems might get fixed as well. Because as we well know, money is a problem in some relationships, you know. Some people feel like, you know, Joe Blow, he spends too much money, you know, Sally, she's super cheap, this, that, and the other. So there's always room to improve. There's always, you know, if you fix one, you probably can fix some other problems that you have, you know. It's like, because it's like, if you have, like, I had a cousin, he had heart problems, and the heart problems led to him having kidney problems. So probably if he would have got a better handle on his weight when they told him he had heart problems, he probably never would have had the kidney problems, you know. So he never did take care of the heart. He never took care of the heart problems, which led to him having the kidney malfunctions, which unfortunately led to his untimely death, you know. So, I mean, it's one of those things, you know. So just keep that in mind when it comes to online marketing. If you have a problem with one thing, two or three different things, then try to fix one, and then maybe the other ones, you know, work themselves out. And another thing that I wanted to discuss with you was, when you start, if you're not where you want to be, don't worry about that part. But one of the things that you should do is just get, like, you know, get a small victory. You know, if you get a small victory and you start getting a few small victories, then you can build some momentum. Talked to a friend of mine today. I think it was yesterday or today. But I talked to a friend of mine, and he said when he started his donut shop, he said his people at the job he worked, because he was working at a warehouse at a bakery warehouse, bakery manufacturer, and he was working there. And then he got the money all together to start his donut shop. And he said they bought him a car, and they was telling him congratulations, this, that, the other. And he said, well, let's wait till we get a small victory, you know. So let's wait till I actually get something done, because I could be back here in 6 months. Who knows? But, you know, fortunately for him, not fortunate, but he makes great donuts. So it worked out for him. But, you know, he said once he got one victory, two victories, he said he got more confidence, and then things took off, you know. Now it's been, I think it's been 12. This is year 13. So it's year 13 of his business. So you're doing your thing online. Make sure you're getting, you know, and a victory can be anything. A victory is like, you get followers, you start getting people viewing your videos, you start getting people listening to your podcast, any little thing, you know, look at that as a victory. You know, don't think about, this is not enough, I need to do more. Of course, you're going to do more, you're going to be great, but small things, you know, build up some momentum. And once you build up some momentum, you'll take off, it'll work out, you know. And I got a question. Before we go into the next topic, I got a question. Does anybody listening to this podcast right now know how to do WordPress? Because yours truly, I will be honest, I'm not a WordPress expert, but I've done 213 episodes of this show, okay? And I've got a message from Anchor that says, do you want to start a blog post for your podcast? And I thought, well, God, I've been trying to make that happen. And now the message popped up, and I'm like, well, how do I do this? So now I have to figure this part out, because as you well know, the more people that see that I have a podcast, the more people will listen, and the more, you know, the more business can pick up for this profit running machine, okay? So if anybody knows anybody that knows how to work on WordPress, please get in contact with me. You can send an email. You can reach out via social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It doesn't matter. Just reach out and let me know. I need all the help I can get, you know. That's another thing. I'll tell you what, before we get started on the last topic. Sometimes, have you ever drove in a car for a long period of time and not turned on any music, not turned on the radio, not worried about your phone? Have you ever just drove in the car for a long time and just had thoughts to yourself? I drove last night about 4 hours, four straight hours, and I didn't turn the radio on not once. Not that I didn't think about it until I got towards the end of my destination, but I had a lot of thoughts. And one of my thoughts was, I thought, man, I know that I'm a one-man band, but I want to advance this as quickly as possible. Not because I feel like, you know, I'm not where I want to be. I know that I'm producing good content. I'm producing great content. And I know things are humming along, but at the same time, I know there's more that I can do, and I know there's more out there that I can be doing, but I also can't do it alone. Like, I know that I want to do a video on a daily basis for YouTube, but all at the same time, I'm like, I need, like, because I can make my own thumbnails and all that stuff, but they're not good, you know. They're not as happening as they should be. And I can also write notes, and I can also do SEO. Like, I can do all that stuff, but sometimes it's just not as good as it should be. So I also know that if I had help, then I could hum along even more, you know what I mean? So I got to think, and I was like, I need a virtual assistant. But I'm like, can I afford a virtual assistant? And I said, you know what? I'm going to have to find a way to get one and pay for it, you know? Like, sometimes you just have to make sacrifices for the greater good of your business. And I know that once I get, because the videos, the podcast is growing, and I also know I do the videos on a daily basis like I'm doing the podcast, then I would definitely, you know, the business will grow and grow faster than what it's growing now, you know, like I'm doing a good job now, but at the same time, you have to think, you know, it's, you know, I've been doing a podcast 6 months and it's coming along nice, but I still need to do more as far as SEO with the podcast, you know? So these are things that you have to think about. Sometimes you just have to reflect and figure out where you're at, figure out where you want to be, and figure out how you're going to get there, you know? So every now and then for you, whatever you're doing, you know, podcast wise, YouTube wise, you know, even if you're on the TikTok, like I've done 3 videos on TikTok and it's like 100 people watch. I had 800 people watch one little video. I was like, oh, this is cool. This is nice. But now I'm like, okay, and so how do I make more videos and how do I make, you know, better quality videos? Like, you know, how do I do that? Where do I go to do that? You know, it's just the whole thing. It's like, you know, you have to figure this out. But of course, as you well know, I got to figure this stuff out one step at a time. You know, you don't want to try to, you know, I don't want to overflood the brain about all this stuff. Cause also it's just, once you have a determination about something, I mean, I know this is how I am. Once you have a determination about something, you're like, nothing is going to stop me, you know? And that's where I'm at. I'm like, I'm a train and I am moving and I ain't stopping, you know? It's like, you know, you hop aboard or get out the way. You know, it's one of the two. So I tell you that story just so if you ever have these thoughts, you know, if you ever think, you know, where am I at? What am I doing? Just really, no, you don't have to spend 4 hours in the quiet time, but you know, try to spend 30 minutes, maybe an hour yourself, just figuring out, you know, where do you want to go, where are you headed, you know, what can you do to get there, you know, and it helps, you know, because it helped me a lot, you know. I was just thinking and I was in my thoughts and I was like, you know, okay, we can do this, we can do that, but you know. It's just how it is sometimes. You have we all go through this, you know, because of course you listen to this podcast, you want to be an entrepreneur. You want to get your marketing, you know, up to snuff, and you want to start rocking and rolling, getting leads, getting contacts, getting you know, email addresses. And you want to start making money, you know. We all want to start making money. You know, we all have a purpose and all that. You know, people say, you know, no, wait one. People say all that stuff and they like purpose, this, that, and the other. It's like, yeah, purpose. Like, yeah, of course, you know, I hope people listen and I hope people get help from when they do listen to the podcast. I hope that I am bringing value to the table. I hope somebody can get a lot out of this. But at the same time, you know, I want to make money as well, you know what I mean? Because I want them to listen and I want them to get inspired and I want them to go out and make money too. And I want to make money too. And I want all of us, you know, well, I hope everybody that listens to this podcast, you know, makes it to wherever they want to go. I hope everybody that, hell, I don't care who, if you don't listen, if you do listen, don't listen, you know, continue to listen. I hope everybody makes it to where they want to go, becomes happy, you know, happier, you know, not happy. We already should be happy. It doesn't matter about money, but you know, money doesn't make you, you know, I know money, people like to say money, you know, money's not everything. Money ain't everything, but money helps. You know what I mean? Like, come on now. But you know, that's my little spiel for you for the day. If you not where you at, you know, if you're doing something but you're like, it's not working, just sit down. You know, spend a few minutes with yourself and just, you know, do a checkup and, you know, things will work out. You'll figure it out. All right. Now, last thing I'm going to tell you and then we will get going. I was listening to this book today. It's called CAA. It's about Creative Arts Agency. It's about an agency out in LA and how they grew in the late 70s, in the early 80s, 90s, and they became the dominant talent agency in Hollywood. And it's written by James Andrew Miller. And he has written a couple of good books that I read. One was about Saturday Night Live and the other one was about ESPN. Those are very good books. But one of the people in the book said something that I thought, and I was like, this is very true. It says, it's easier to be what you are than what you are not. And I thought, you know what? This is very true. So keep that in mind, you know? Be who you are. Don't be what you're not. All right? And we'll take it from there. But ladies and gentlemen, this is it. This is the podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another harder hitting episode tomorrow of the podcast. And keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry. Just spend a little time with yourself. You'll be okay. All right. That's it for now. That's it for the podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with another hard hitting episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, I will see you later. And as always, everybody, peace.